Let's talk to Dr. Hannah Solomon. Are you there?
Hello, hello. Good day to everybody.
Good day to you, and thank you for joining us. And how do you like to be called on the radio? Dr. Solomon or Dr. Hannah or just Doc? Or how do you like to go?
Well, for the last 30-plus years, most folks call me Dr. Hannah.
Okay.
I was in practice with my husband, who had a same last name, and so I've always been Dr. Hannah. And the funny thing about that is I recently learned that that name in Japanese means nose.
No way! And what a cosmic coincidence, yeah, number 27. Oh, that is outrageous. When did you find that out?
I was on a radio show with somebody in Hawaii who told me. They also told me that in I think Polynesian or another language, Hana means mucus.
Oh, so nose and mucus. Well, let me tell you, you've got to be the expert on noses and mucus, that's for sure. So that must have been quite a... what do you think when you heard that? You must have went, wow. That was like...
It was meant to be.
Absolutely. You know, I love cosmic coincidences like that, you know, that things like that happen that you don't even realize. So, first of all, before we get right into it, and you're the author of a book, really
Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time.
Great book on allergies, and also you're the inventor of the NasoPure. And for those that don't know, the NasoPure is similar to what's called a neti pot. And I say similar only in the fact that they both clean the nose, but they're radically different in the position of your head and how that water gets introduced into your nose. And it's really different, and we'll have Dr. Hannah talk about that. But she is a pediatrician, which means you've probably been dealing with runny noses in your practice for how long have you been in practice now?
More than 30 years, and I am the snot-nose expert.
Isn't that something to be?
It is true.
Oh, it totally is, you know.
Most kids that go to their pediatrician, if they're not coming for a well child, almost all of them, or a rash, all the others are coming in for some issue that began in their nose,
right,
whether it's an ear infection or a sinus infection or even an asthma exacerbation. All of those issues begin in the nose.
Absolutely. And think of that. We all breathe. I mean, we can't get by without our nose, and breathing is essential. And
you know how much we breathe every day?
Well,
10,000 liters of air goes through your nose every single day.
Well, I know the average person can breathe.
Liters.
Yeah, can breathe anywhere from per breath between say 3 and 5 liters, depending upon the size of your lungs. So I know in exercise, depending upon how many breaths per minute you breathe, you know that is because we talk about that with our oxygen. We're doing research with exercise with oxygen therapy, where we do very high amounts of oxygen so that instead of using a cannula where someone's breathing 3 liters per minute, they're breathing from a bag where every breath is pure oxygen. And so they might breathe 120, 140 liters of oxygen per minute while they're exercising. And we've really gotten tremendous results. So breathing, I mean, and in yoga, how many yoga techniques are involved in breathing? And we've all heard of alternate nostril breathing and breathing through your nose. Every singer, every opera singer or every singer in the world knows about the importance of controlling the breath and how you breathe. So talk to me a little about that. Because breathing is you know, well, you can't stop, you know, try and go without breathing.
And you said something very important, and that is breathing through the nose. We are made to breathe through the nose, and if you're breathing through the mouth, you're going to get in trouble. Breathing through the nose is critical because it filters, it warms, and it moisturizes the air we breathe so that our lungs can receive clean air. Your nose, as I said, breathes 10,000 liters of air a day. And in this world of allergies, toxins, pollution, bog, which is volcano stuff in the islands, and the list goes on, all of that goes through your nose. And I think from a common sense perspective, you don't have to be a medical doctor, you don't have to be an author or a pediatrician to understand, if a filter is working so hard, doesn't it deserve a good cleaning? And we know, based on so many studies, that nasal washing is safe, it is effective, it reduces the amount of symptoms, it reduces the amount of medications, and it definitely reduces the amount of surgeries.
Well, I know.
So why wouldn't we do it?
Exactly. I know that everybody has seen on TV, sometimes when they show China as an example, and everybody walking with these masks, and you see the air
right,
where they can't even see across the street sometimes, and that's not fog. It's pollution that's in the air. It's particulate matter,
uh-huh,
and what you're talking about. So
right,
what happens when someone's breathing that kind of stuff all of the time? India
that's
and
a great
China.
Question.
Yeah.
Or how about Southern California?
Oh, yes.
Or New York.
I was born and raised in L.A.
Or even in the wheat field. Yeah. Or even on the farm fields in Kansas when it's windy. What happens is, well, we make a pint to a quart of mucus per day naturally and normally. And that mucus, part of it works to attract those particles, the particulate matter, the debris, the allergens, and then we either cough or swallow or spit it out. We get rid of it naturally. When you're exposed to all of that, your nose goes in overdrive. The hairs that are supposed to filter get clogged down with debris. The mucus gets thicker and non-effective. It doesn't flow. The tissues get swollen in an attempt to protect your lungs. Your turbinates increase, which is the folds inside your tissues in your nose, and you wind up breathing through your mouth, which is not good because it's not filtered, moisturized, etc.
And I know
so
many times
you wind up getting
Throat irritations and infections in your throat, and people have this dry cough because their throat is so dry. And when people come in and I say, can't you breathe through your nose? And they go, no, it's stuffy all the time. And I go, well, I have something for you. The moment they say that. So, oh, yes.
So you mentioned the neti, and how that's an old-fashioned teapot device that the Buddhist monks use to wash out their sinus cavities. And then we said, well, why wouldn't we wash our nose? We reviewed how important that was. And the answer to that question, from my experience for Americans, at least when I started this path 30 years ago and introduced nasal washing, was to figure out a comfortable nose wash, because most Americans said, there's no way I can do that. And to be honest, I couldn't do the neti. And how can I ask a two-year-old patient to wash their nose with a neti if I couldn't? Why couldn't I do it? And what I've learned about the neti since is that the neti actually introduces the particulate matter and the nose wash solution into your sinus cavity. And I am a believer that nobody should ever go into your sinus cavity, including yourself with your solution.
That's correct.
The nasopure is different NasoPure is different because it never enters the sinus cavity, and the physical comfortable effects of that is that it, if you don't enter the sinus cavity and you wash correctly, it actually is a comfortable process. If I may be so bold to make an analogy with, if you have a bowel movement that is normal and not constipated, it actually feels good.
Yes.
To get rid of that.
Oh, yes.
And a good nose wash feels the same way. An uncomfortable technique or design of a nose wash is uncomfortable. And that's the answer of why don't we think of it? Well, finally, Americans are beginning to accept that nasal washing makes sense. It's just a matter of finding what works for them.
I know when I lived in India and we did nasal washing all of the time with the neti pot, but you almost have to become a contortionist because you have to kind of twist your neck and your head and then let that water go in. And I know exactly what you mean because the water would go in your sinuses. That's when you feel that almost like drowning effect. Where with
drowning.
The NasoPure, you never experience that. And children, because it's so easy in the way. So describe that, because you designed it differently, the way you hold it and the way your head gets to stay straight. And because that was the first thing I noticed about the difference. I didn't have to twist my head around.
I knew that the path that our air takes when we breathe in through our nostrils, and anatomically, there is a clear path if you go straight back, if you point toward the back of your neck, not toward your eye. And everybody, most people, when they talk about nose washing or the nose, make the assumption that there's something that should go up the nose. And that is the difference. NasoPure never goes up anywhere. It follows the path of our natural air that we breathe. It causes a negative pressure at the sinus opening, which encourages natural draining of the sinuses, makes a U-turn at the back of the throat, and all the garbage is exited the opposite nostril. It doesn't affect the ears like the neti. It doesn't cause that drowning sensation like the neti. And it does not cause, this is a common complaint of the neti, sometime after the neti use, you bend over to pick something up or tie your shoes, and this gush of water comes
out. Oh, yes.
From your sinuses. Sometimes it's at inappropriate times.
Yes. Oh,
and
my gosh.
And the other discussion we should review, in addition to this, the technique, is what solution you use. If you don't use the right solution, it burns. If you don't use the correct solution, it's not effective. If you use the wrong solution, it could actually cause harm. And so at the end of the day, I have focused my world on how, and my prime directive has always been, how do I get my two-year-old patients to wash comfortably so that they can stay well and use less drugs and avoid surgery? And so a hypertonic, so it's super salty like the ocean, but it's super, super buffered to a pH of 8. And thank you for your conversation about an alkaline world earlier. We know alkaline is good in general. And my product is a pH of 8. And studies show that this mix does the following. It removes 80% of the allergens. It shrinks swollen membranes. It thins the thick, sticky secretions. It improves the mucociliary transit time, the little hairs filtering by 17%. I think I already said it augments healing, and it kills germs. It just makes sense to use a salty but very, very buffered to get the best results.
Well, it actually comes with the NasoPure. I know that little packet and
that's
the
correct.
Instructions on how to mix it so that people can use that, and it comes with it. So you've made it very, very easy. And the other thing is, it really becomes something simple for kids to use, and they actually request that from their parents after a while. Mommy, I need to wash my nose. And that's something, you know, when kids request something, you know it's working.
I actually, thank you for mentioning that. I was recently at a show and I met a woman and we videotaped her remarks and she said exactly that, doctor, that her kids request it. It's a common thing. I know that it's hard for some people to imagine, but if you're a child or an adult and you cannot breathe through your nose, the medicines you take cause either jitteriness, high blood pressure, sleepiness, thickened mucus. It doesn't address the issue. And as we both learned in medical school, you always should address the initiating issue before you simply put a Band-Aid on it.
Exactly. And that's critical.
And that is the art of medicine.
That's true. And I'm telling you, people don't realize how something as simple as cleaning your nose can reduce. I mean, I have clients that whether they have headaches or lung infections or asthma or COPD, and they have this chronic sinus infections, that it becomes so easy. Listen, we just have come to our first time. We're over about 3 minutes. Can we go ahead and take our break? Have you hold just for a moment? We're going to take our commercial break.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back. I'm talking with Dr. Hannah Solomon, a pediatrician who is the inventor of the NasoPure, which is by far probably the best nose cleaning device on the market. It's very easy.